Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, yesterday was a very interesting day for me. Now, if you listen to this radio show routinely, it probably sounded just like another episode of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And it was intended to be that way. But what was really going on yesterday was the fact that I was in a hospital. I was being prepared for surgery. I went into surgery. I came out of surgery, and they were able to do what they desired to do as a part of that surgery, in accordance with my consent, of course. And I came home. I'll tell you what, that general anesthesia, that stuff, it can kick your butt. I mean, I'm still feeling the effects of it. I'm a little groggy still, I'll admit to you. Where am I going with all of this? Well, fortunately, with what I do for Lifestyles Unlimited, my team was able to make accommodations for me. I was able to pre-record yesterday's show so that you could get relevant information that you need to hear. I believe that to be my highest priority to you, as does my team. We want to make sure you're getting the information you need to hear with regards to real estate investing, because it will change your life when you do it correctly. Now, let me get back to that surgery. You're probably thinking, are you okay? Yeah, dude, I'm okay. And I appreciate for those thoughts. Believe me, I appreciate the thoughts and prayers. Now, I didn't tell you up front that I was going to do this, because things like that are kind of personal in nature. But as I was laying in the recovery room, and my wife was there with me, I started to realize how fortunate I am. I started to realize that if I didn't wake up from that surgery, if something had gone wrong with that surgery, my family's going to be okay. You see, I have positioned myself to make sure that if I depart this world right now, the assets that I'm invested in will continue to provide an income stream for my widow. Now, I'm obviously not dead, so everything went okay. But I think you need to think about things like that. I mean, what happens if the lights go out on you tomorrow? Have you made the proper arrangements to make sure your family's going to be okay? Now, a lot of employers, they might offer a special life insurance policy, or they may have a policy in place where they extend your salary, but it's not indefinite. And whatever life insurance you have in place, oh, by the way, you need to have the right insurance in place. Whatever insurance you have is going to pay. And does your surviving heirs understand what to do with that money? You got to have a plan of action. This is the big contingency plan in your life. Yeah. Now, I'll fess up and I'll tell you what the surgery was about. A couple of months ago, I started having some symptoms that indicated to one of my specialists that maybe cancer was back in my life. And since that time, I've undergone two minor procedures to basically try and look at the cancer itself, which resulted in me having surgery yesterday to do a biopsy on the areas of concern. Now, even with modern medicine, and I'm very thankful that we have modern medicine, Because if this were happening 100 years ago, well, it wouldn't even happen. I just would be dealing with the symptoms and who knows where it would go. And to be honest with you, I don't even know what direction I'm going in right now. See, it's going to take a week for the doctors to come back with the lab results and determine whether or not I have cancer again. And I use the word again because I have dealt with cancer already twice in my life. And if you've ever dealt with cancer, you know how debilitating it can be when you go through the process of trying to defeat that disease. Now, I've been able to surgically defeat that disease twice before in my life. But there are complications that arise even when you beat it. Yeah. And I don't want to turn this into a medical show, and I don't want you to feel bad for me. I mean, I'm actually feeling pretty good, even though I'm a little, you know, a little groggy. In a week, I'll know whether or not I have cancer again. And my doctor and I, in the recovery room, talked about a course of action. So he also said it's a 50-50 crapshoot. He said that based on visual inspection, the best he can give me is maybe a 60% chance that it's not cancer. I'll take those odds. But let's say it is. Now I have to go through chemotherapy. And I'm not quite sure what that's going to look like. I don't know how invasive it's going to be. I don't know how it's going to impact my life. So I'm hoping and praying that I don't have cancer. And I've got a lot of people out there that are doing that for me, and I appreciate that. But the point of the show today is to get you to think about contingency planning. You have to deal with the big unknown in your life, which is, when do you depart this earth? When we come back for the break, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. Stick around.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
So in the first segment, I dumped a lot on you, and I'm sharing that information because it was an opportunity for me to revisit my plan in the event I die. Now, when I was in the military, one of the things that you do, because military service actually comes with inherent risks. There is an inherent risk that you may die on the battlefield or you may die in a training accident. I mean, heck, you could get hit by a car crossing the street. I mean, those risks are there too. So one of the things the military has you do, well, they don't have you do it. They can't tell you to do it, but they strongly encourage you to do it, is to sign up for and pay premiums. By the way, the premiums are very, very low cost premiums, into an insurance account that is specifically set up for military personnel. And you can buy chunks of insurance. I think it's in $10,000 blocks up to a maximum of, at least when I was serving, $400,000. I don't know what the current numbers are because, well, I'm not serving anymore. I don't qualify for SGLI, Servicemen's Group Life Insurance. And that's designed to help your family in the event that you pass away. Now you think about it. When I was in my 30s, I was married. I had two small children. Now I have two large adults. And I made a reasonably decent income. Now, my wife didn't work. We chose for her to stay home and raise our children. That was of utmost importance to us. So we were a single income household, and it didn't come without its challenges. And one of the things that I did was I took out the maximum SGLI, that insurance, that $400,000. With the concept of this, if I were to pass away while I was serving on active duty, that insurance would pay me $400,000. I don't think there's any costs other than they write you a check for $400,000. And my wife and I had a game plan as to what we would do with that $400,000. Yeah, we wrote it all out. We figured it out. You know, we had a mortgage on a house. Should we pay that off? Should we not pay that off? Well, you know, it depends on whether she's working or not. And that's really a huge condition, because that $400,000 is only going to go so far. Maybe it pays off credit card debts. Maybe it pays off debts for vehicles. Maybe we don't need two vehicles anymore because I'm not there. Maybe we get rid of one of them, reduce the cost. Maybe we pay off the house. But you don't ever really pay off the house, because you always will be liable for taxes unless you're one of those small groups of people that are exempt from taxes in certain states, and you're probably going to pay insurance. And if you don't pay insurance, you're kind of foolish, because if you have a free and clear property sitting there and something happens to that property or something else, you're not going to have that property anymore. So, you know, we kind of game planned it all out. We laid it all out. And way back then, you know, that money was primarily going to go to reducing debts and probably into the stock market, whatever was left, because we were buying mutual funds back then, because we didn't know. We were kind of banking on a financial planner. But the takeaway is this. My wife would have to most likely go back to work, and it would change the entire dynamic of my family. Now, of course, I'm not there, so that's going to change the dynamic. But it changes the dynamic for her life and the influence that she had on my children. Because if she has to go back to work, and my kids, you know, way back then weren't very old, and we were taking care of them, homeschooling them to the extent that we could, that would all change. So you have to think about things like that. Now, today I'm in a completely different financial situation. I don't have to work for income. I could stop working tomorrow and we'd be okay. But I choose to work because I enjoy doing what I'm doing. I like being able to reach out to you to tell you that there's a different path than the path that you're on, that can get you to a place of financial freedom, that can get your family to a place of financial freedom. It doesn't happen overnight. But by investing correctly into real estate, you can change that path, just as I have changed that path. So what was going through my mind yesterday was the fact that I get a pension. Now, I pay into something called a survivor benefit program, which means that if I were to pass away, my pension would continue on, because your pension ends when you die. That's pretty much the way it works with pensions, unless you've got a pension out there that's different than anything that I know of. I know that my pension is good as long as I'm alive up to that point of that death certificate. But when I die, my wife gets to continue that pension, but there's a catch. That pension is only going to pay 55% of what it had been paying. So, you know, the government figures that 45% of whatever I receive in my pension, I'm consuming on my own, which I don't know. I don't think I consume 45% of my pension in groceries, because the household expenses are still going to be there. Vehicle expenses are still going to be there. Granted, not as great because one less person. Mm-hmm. But you got to figure out where that income stream is going to come from. Now, my real estate investments, they're going to keep paying. I'm still going to get rental checks, even though I'm not here to receive them. I'm still going to get distribution checks or deposits, even though I'm not here to receive them, because my wife is still here. And you might be thinking, okay, well, what happens if your wife passes away from grief 2 months later? Well, the pension's going to stop, but the real estate's going to keep going. And those two adults that are a part of my family, they used to be my small kids, it all goes to them. And there's a lot of benefits to that. It allows me to pass my legacy on. Hey, when we come back from the break, I'm going to cheer you up a little bit. I got a good news story to share with you. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so I promise no more doom and gloom. You know, I think my head is kind of freeing up, and it helps to talk to you because it's forcing my brain to actually work. So that's forcing the anesthesia to go away. And I've got that good news story for you. Because what we do in real estate investing is we change our lives, and we don't do it overnight. There's no get rich quick scheme. There's no magic fairy dust out there for us. But there is something called education, and there is something called application, and there is something called persistence. And when you combine those things together, as well as some other good character traits, you can put together a plan of action that will get you to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. Maybe it'll take you a little longer. Maybe it'll take you a little less time. It's different for everybody. But I do know this. If you don't start today to at least explore the different options that are out there for you, then you're just going to keep doing whatever it is you're doing. Maybe you're not even investing in anything. Maybe you're not saving any money. Maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck. And if you're in a situation where you stop working for a myriad of reasons, how does that impact your life? Wouldn't it be better to position yourself in a place where you have assets that are growing and providing income streams for you, so that if you couldn't go to work tomorrow, those income streams would still be there? See, we just passed the first of the month. All of the rents that I have to collect, they're all collected. One guy was late because we decided he would try a different way of making his payment. And he had a little bit of struggle with that. But we worked it out. It was all good. His intention was to make the payment. The challenge was just working with the payment application that we both decided we were going to use. It's all fixed. But let me share this good news story with you. I mean, you just type in the search box on Facebook, Lifestyles Unlimited, and you will see a bunch of information that's designed to help you understand real estate investing. Well, Don and Kristen made a post. Now, they're members of Lifestyles Unlimited. They made a post a couple days ago, and I'm just going to share with you the post because I think it's just like, man, this guy's in the Gets It Club. He became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He got educated. He went to work changing his investments and investing in tangible real estate that's providing him income six different ways. And here's what he posted. He says, well, it's official. We just purchased another complex. We're out here playing real life Monopoly. Sold four of our rental properties. And it doesn't say whether they're single family or small or multifamily. It doesn't matter. He sold four of those and he traded up for a 28-unit apartment complex. He goes on to say this, the cool part about it is that we're collecting rent from day one. So that sounds like to me, what he has done is he's changed his financial position by disposing of some assets. And maybe these were great assets. Maybe they were producing great cash flow. Maybe they were meeting his goals and objectives. But maybe he also understood that the real estate markets that he's invested in are kind of white hot. It's still a seller's market out there, at least in the markets that we invest in. And then he goes on to say this, and here's the cool part. I mean, this really resonates with me. If you're a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, this is going to resonate with you. If you're not a member, don't worry about it. Just hang in there with me. I'll get you there. He says, now the real work begins. What do you think he's talking about? Do you think he's talking about like showing up every day at that 28-unit apartment complex and inspecting all 28 units and then painting the outside by himself and then going in and doing all the repairs by himself? No, not even close. What he's talking about is going to work to effectively operate that 28-unit apartment complex. What we don't know from the post is how that apartment community is doing. Now, it sounds like from the post, it's a yield play, meaning he bought a property that's probably already fixed up, has good cash flows, and it made good economic sense to him to buy it, and it made good economic sense for the person that owned it previously to sell it. Because maybe that other person is trading up, or maybe that other person, who knows what that other person's doing? They have their motivations for selling. The real work begins by positioning that multifamily apartment community into one that has better income streams. You know, we teach you 28 different ways you can increase or create income streams that have nothing to do with raising rents. It works primarily in multifamily. And what he needs to do is he needs to work on increasing the revenue streams or the income streams for that property while effectively managing and, where he can, eliminating expenses. See, what he's doing is a thing called net operating income. See, valuation on a multifamily apartment community is based on that formula. You take all the income, you subtract all the expenses, and you're left with what is called net operating income. And by the way, any debt service you put on that property, that's not included in the expenses. See, this formula determines valuation when you apply the prevailing capitalization rate to that property. Now, capitalization rates are market driven. In other words, I don't set them. You don't set them. The financial markets essentially set them. And what they tend to do is they tend to say that based on a certain capitalization rate, if you were to pay all cash for that property, you could expect a return on your investment based on that capitalization rate. Now, one of the reasons we leverage property is because when you bring in other people's money in the form of a note or a mortgage, what you're doing is you're reducing the amount of cash that you effectively have in that property. And by doing so, see, the mortgage provider doesn't participate in the income streams of the property. They don't. They've already made their money by loaning you the money. And what's happening now is you are positioning that property to create even better returns for yourself. Because the less money you have into a property, the greater your returns. And now you're starting to understand. Now you're starting to understand completely why Don and Kristen have done what they've done. We come back from the break. I'll tell you more.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. What are you doing for contingency planning? I mean, have you really sat down and thought about it? And I'll tell you, that's usually one of the last things that comes to mind for most of us. I mean, after all, we're working really hard, right? Okay, when I used to work, like work, I'm not saying what I do is not work, but what I do is a little bit different because I absolutely love what I do and I don't have to deal with the majority of the garbage that goes along with working. It's hard for me to describe. It really is. But, well, let me put it in this context. When I was in the military, I loved serving my country. I loved supporting my soldiers. I loved figuring out what needed to be done to prepare my units for combat. I loved all aspects of that because I really felt I was part of a bigger team that was making a big difference in the protection of our life and liberties here in the United States. But that wasn't without the stuff I didn't love. See, when you're in the military, you are at the bureaucrat's hand. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Maybe bureaucrat is the wrong word. But you're working within a political structure. The commander-in-chief is the boss of all the military. That's the way it works. So we have a military serving a civilian government. And as such, the military has to abide by the laws set in this land. Which means that, you know, sometimes we had to do certain things that may or may not positively affected what we were trying to accomplish in our role to protect the United States from enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, sometimes we had to close down training grounds because of environmental issues, which had an impact on our ability to train and be prepared to do our job. But we have to do that because you have to do that. You don't get to say no. Sometimes you work with difficult people. People that don't necessarily align with what you're trying to accomplish. I mean, it's just the way it is. And I mean, there's other things that used to kind of bother me a little bit that I don't deal with anymore. When I retired from the military and found myself in financial Armageddon and desperately trying to find work, I did find work. And I went to work for a municipal government. And I was very good at what I did. At least I thought I was. My boss thought I was. But I worked within a bureaucracy. Now, there's a good use of that word. I worked in a bureaucracy that on one hand appeared they were doing certain things, and on the other hand, other things occurred. Yeah, it used to drive me bananas. And I watched backstabbing. I watched people trying to climb that corporate ladder. Okay, municipal government's not a corporation, but, you know, people do that too. They're trying to get to a better stage in their life. They're trying to get promoted. They're trying to make more money so that they can earn more money to go buy stuff that's not going to impact their life the way it should impact their life, because they're not buying the right stuff. They're not buying tangible assets that can help their financial situation. Now, they'd go out and they'd buy the newest BMW or Mercedes. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but they would tend to put themselves right back into the financial situation they were in. What I do now, I don't deal with that. The culture at Lifestyles Unlimited is completely different because it's all focused on our members. Everything we do is designed to help our members succeed. And that has immense value. It's an incredible support system. And part of what I do is just let you know that we're out here. Come take a look. Check us out. You know, maybe we're not a good fit for you. Maybe we are. But the only way you're going to know is to check us out. So what I want to talk about now is, you know, I'm looking at this Facebook page. And I'm not a big social media guy. I don't do Facebook and stuff like that. Not because I'm against it or anything like that. It's just hard to keep up with, and it can be very addicting. You know, every once in a while I get on that Facebook. Next thing I know, there's like an hour's gone because I'm reading about all this stuff. And I'm kind of connecting, you know, with people that are putting information out there, kind of following what's going on. But that's not how I want to live my life. So I keep that in the background. But here's something on the Lifestyles Unlimited page that really caught my eye. You know, there's a young couple, and this post on Facebook says, how would it feel if you got a $17,000 raise this year? That's the question posted. Oh, well, you know, how would it feel? I don't know how much you make. If you make $100,000, that's a 17% increase in your salary. Now, of course, that 17% increase is going to be taxed for Social Security and Medicare, and it's also going to be taxed for whatever your tax bracket is. So it's maybe not going to be the full $17,000. But check this out. Mark and Julie became members of Lifestyles Unlimited a little bit over a year ago, just before pandemic unleashed on this country. And one of the things that they did to celebrate their 1 year anniversary of being members at Lifestyles Unlimited was they bought a fourplex. And this fourplex is currently producing $1,431 a month in spendable cash. They can use that money to offset their ordinary income. In other words, to pay the bills associated with their life. So think about it. If you had $1,400 a month coming in addition to what you're bringing in right now, how would it change your life? Would you go out and buy the nicer car? Would you go out and buy a bigger house for you to live in? Would you go rent the luxury apartment? Or would you be happy with your life right now, knowing that you could take that $1,431 and set it aside to buy even more assets, or you can use it to essentially start offsetting your expenses? Maybe you've got a $500 car note. Maybe your spouse has a $500 car note. Maybe your insurance on those vehicles is $200. Maybe your fuel costs are $200. Right there and then, we just determined that that fourplex that they bought can take care of the transportation needs for Mark and Julie. Now, I'm not saying that that's what they're using the money for, but what I am saying is this. What if that $1,400 was offsetting 20% of their income streams? Or let's go even smaller. Let's go 10%. Let's keep it small. If they had nine more of those, they would replace their income. Think about it. And we show you the methodology to get there. Oh, and here's the other thing. That $17,000 plus, it's actually $17,172 in passive income that they received. they're not paying crazy taxes on that $17,000 because it's coming from a different source of income. It's not coming from earned income. It's coming from passive income. And because they're taking depreciation costs against that fourplex, that's offsetting the income that they're receiving. So their tax liability is much less. Oh, and by the way, they don't pay Social Security and Medicare on that income. They only pay taxes on whatever their ordinary tax rate happens to be on the difference left over that the depreciation didn't cover. And sometimes depreciation covers it all. It just depends on the deal. So, hey, look, if you're ready to change your life, if you're ready to set yourself up for the big change in your life, check us out. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.